We're coming from Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 45. I'll read from the New Living Translation of the Bible. Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 45. Focus verse is really going to be on verse 45. It says this: "You have heard the law that says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven. For he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good. And he sends rain on the just and the unjust alike." Imagine that. So for this preaching moment, I want to talk to you for just a little while from the thought, it's not either or, it's both. It's not either or, it's both. So on last week, the week before last, I was at a physical therapy appointment because of aches and pains in my body. Young people, you'll understand one day, you get to a certain age, and for some to be out of joint or something to hurt, all you have to do is get out of bed. That's all you have to do. And it's like, oh. And so I'm at this physical therapy appointment, and there is the physical therapy assistant, a young lady who was servicing me. And so she engaged me in conversation. She said, "You know, when I came here this morning, when I came to work this morning, I came here in the pouring down rain, but I looked around me, I looked in the distance, and I saw blue skies and sunshine." Imagine that for a minute. Where she was, it was pouring down rain, but she looked in the distance, y'all, and she saw blue skies and sunshine and no rain. That it wasn't either or, it was both. But she said this to me. She said, "You know, that's my life. Sunshine and rain." The preacher in me didn't come out. I didn't say anything to her. I just kind of thought to myself as she was twisting my body and I was in pain. And but I said to myself, that's everybody's life. not just believers, saved and unsaved. Like it's all of our lives, y'all. No matter the color of your skin or where you're from, that we all live with the tension of rain and sunshine. It's both. It's not either or. That we have to live with rain and sunshine, joy and pain, good and bad, mountains and valleys. It's all in the same life. That sometimes, y'all, we feel like we live on the other side of the tracks. Some folks from small town knows what that means, that you came from a town where there was a railroad track in the middle of the town and you lived on one side of the tracks or the other. And depending upon perhaps the color of your skin or your socioeconomic status, you lived on one side or the other. And when nightfall came, you better be on your side of the tracks. And sometimes we feel like the side of the tracks that we live on, that they are the rainy and dark side of the tracks. And we look out at other people and it looks like they're living on the sunshiny side of the tracks. And it causes us to struggle in our head. Here's what I know about God. That God loves us with an abundant love. And in our lives, there really are no tracks, y'all. We live in one big life where there is rain and sunshine. There is good and there is bad. There are mountains and there are valleys in this one life that God has given us. But at the same time, we continue to struggle with the paradoxes and the contradiction of all of this in our lives. Why do bad things happen to good people? Why do good things happen to bad people? How is it that a pastor can recently celebrate a birthday, but a few days later he's at a physical therapy appointment with pain in his body, trying to get through it? How do you deal with the tension and the joy of getting older, but the fact is your body starts breaking down? Then we have to live with them both. The joy of getting older and the reality that we'll have aches and pains in our body. But how do you struggle with and deal with the fact that you're trying to run hard for God? Yeah. That you're trying to serve him with everything. You're not perfect, but you're trying to serve God. And sometimes it seems like when we're serving God, life gets not hard, it gets even harder. Yes, so how do we deal with that tension and that struggle, especially when we look out at folk that don't even go to church, that don't even name the name of Jesus? How do we deal with this reality that we deal with the ebb and flow of good and bad and ups and downs at the same time? It's not either or, it's both. That we have this limited view of life, but rest assured, beloved, God has the big picture in mind. The reality is life is both sunshine and rainy days for all of us. And again, by all of us, I don't mean just because you're saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit. There may be someone listening in today that you may just be curious and you say, I don't know this Jesus, but I know something about rain and I know something about sun. I especially know something about rain in life. So how do we deal with the tension of sunshine and rain? Not either or, but both. So in the biblical context, Jesus is on what some Bibles might read, that he goes up to a mountain or to a high place. He goes up to a hillside. And his disciples are there with him, and the multitude is gathered around. Matthew chapter 5, it says that Jesus, when he sat down, that he opened his mouth and he began to speak. That he gives what we call the Sermon on the Mountain or the Sermon on the Mount. It's a masterful exposition of the Jewish law. It was also a powerful assault on the legalistic Pharisee, the religious leaders of the day. And the Bible says that the people were astonished at his teachings, for he spoke as one with power and authority as no man had ever done before. But what I find interesting about this Sermon on the Mount, you see it in Matthew chapter 5, chapter 5 through chapter 7, that when you really look at them closely, y'all, the demands of this law cannot be fulfilled in our flesh, cannot be fulfilled by us. You look at it, y'all. Read it for yourself. That Jesus says, you have heard that you should not murder. But I say, if you're angry enough in your heart to speak against your brother or sister, if you've got this seething anger in your heart, you're already guilty of the judgment. I know we've not had anybody in here that's been so angry with somebody that you could spit nails. He says, you have heard that thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that if you look upon a woman, if you look upon those hips and those lips and those, if you look upon a man and you look at those lumps and those bumps and you have lust in your heart, then you are guilty of judgment. I know I'm not talking to anybody in here. I'm talking to the folk out there. He talks about retaliation. That if somebody slaps you in your face, you ought to turn the other cheek. You ought to walk away. Wait a minute. That's not how I was brought up. If you slap me, I'm going to slap you back. It's on like neck bones. It's on like chicken bones. It's on. That's why I'm so glad in chapter 7, Matthew, that Jesus gives a masterful altar call. He says there are two ways of life. That there is the wide gate that leads to destruction. There is a narrow gate that leads to life. Jesus is imploring us to choose the narrow gate, to choose life, to choose faith, to choose salvation. But here in our text for today, Jesus is teaching y'all on the law of love. And in his day, it was countercultural to the society in which he lived. But I dare to say it's countercultural today in what Jesus says about this subject of love. It was antithetical to the teaching of the religious leaders, the Pharisees of the day. Love, you have heard the law that says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. No, that ain't what God said. Look back at Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 18. That's not what he said. That God says you're supposed to love your neighbor. So Jesus brings even more clarity. He says, love your enemies. Those that persecute you, those that talk about you, those that backstab you, listen, you're to pray for them and you are to love them. That's why I know I need Jesus, y'all. I know I need the Holy Ghost in me. But what I want to hang my hat on is verse 45b. In that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven, for he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just as well as the unjust. Y'all, that's an odd statement. It's more than just like countercultural. It's when we think about our image of God and we make our own image of God, it seems like it's counter God. Because in our minds, listen, if we're living for God and we're loving God and God is loving us, God ought to be blessing us. That everything should be going well for us. But listen, God is indiscriminate in his love for all people, regardless of the color of your skin or where you are from. God loves all people. But because I'm living right, y'all, I should be living with sugar and spice and everything nice. And God, those rascals out there that aren't living for you, that they ought to have snakes and snails and puppy dog tails. But we have to accept the fact that God's love and blessings don't just extend to us as the people of God. That it's not either or. It's both. That person that's on your job, that gets on your last nerve, God loves them. That person that ran off with your husband or your wife, God loves them. That person that committed that heinous crime and is doing 10 to 20, God loves them. But how can God love them? I'm the one that's serving him. I'm the one that gets up Sunday after Sunday, get into the automobile, and I drive to church, and I'm looking at people's cars parked in the driveway, and they ain't going nowhere. I come home, they already got the grill fired up. The party's already on. And I'm tired, and I'm hungry, and Sister Love's fixed me some bacon and some eggs. But they already got it going on. And so there are people in this world, y'all, that are living at large. And it causes us a problem. We struggle with it sometimes because it seems like they ain't serving nobody's God except the God of this world. And it seems like they're blessed and large and living. How do we deal with this tension? How can this text help us today? But I believe it can help us. Just want to give you three things that could potentially help you and me, and we'll go on with our day. I think the first lesson we can learn from this text is this. It matters how you see the sunshine and the rain. Y'all, in life, we love the sunshine. It's in the sunshine, y'all, we can hang out on the beach. It's in the sunshine, y'all, that we can hang out in the park. That we love the sunshine and the rays that come down as long as it doesn't get too hot over 100 degrees and we start sweating. But we love the sunshine, for real. But in our world, in our society, oftentimes we have a struggle and some tension with this thing called rain. Because when it's raining, there are dark skies. There's thunder and there's lightning and all of that. And sometimes we're stuck in the house because of the rain, and we wish it would not rain. The only time we really want it to rain is when it's convenient for us. Yeah, it's dry out there. I know, God, we need some rain. Thank you. Thank you for the rain. But other than that, we see rain as a bother in our lives oftentimes. It's like this, like you going to work. You want to be like Elijah the prophet. The Bible says that, listen, that he prayed to God, and God calls it to stop raining. You get up and it's raining, God, in the name of Jesus, calls it to stop raining right now. You get into your car, you go to work, y'all, you get into the building, God, now you can let it start raining again. Because the rain can be inconvenient to us. But look at the text, y'all. Look at a correct understanding and rendering of the text and what it's saying. The text is actually teaching that both rain and sunshine, they are both good. In Jesus' day and in our day, they live in an agricultural society, a farming community. And so they needed for their crops both the sunshine and the rain. So think about that for a minute. If you were a farmer and all you got was sunshine, your crops would burn up. If all you got was rain, listen, your crops would drown out. They would not grow. So both the sunshine and the rain, they are good. They are necessary. They are needful. I think the same thing applies to our lives, y'all. That the sunshine and the rain are both good, and they cause us to grow. They cause us to mature in our faith. Yeah, I love the sunshine. I love those blessings of God. Give me the blessings, God, but I also need the rain. Sometimes there are dark days. There are weary days. But they all work together for our good. As a believer, you might see the sunshine is great and the rain is bad, but in God's economy, they're both good. And we know all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, who are the called according to his purpose. Listen, the rain you see now is needed for the sunshine blessings that you'll receive later. Did you hear me? The rain in your life right now, don't worry about that. Embrace it, because you'll see the sunshine of God's blessings later. Just receive it now. And know that it's all working together for your good and my good. Listen, the other day I was at a place called, come preach, baby, preach. I was at Jamba Juice. Somebody, y'all ever heard of Jamba Juice? And so they got the healthy drinks over there. So see, some of y'all looking at me like, look, see, they clapping like, Pastor Love with the Jamba Juice. No, I did not go to Popeyes for lunch. I went to Jamba Juice. Yeah, believe it or not, it's true, y'all, it's true. I'm trying to do better. But y'all, I go in and they got this menu up there with all this healthy stuff on it. Some of the stuff I can't pronounce, y'all. So I'm asking, give me one of them drinks up there. So I said, you got this in it, that in it. So the guy behind me, he started making my drink, y'all. He put some strawberries, I recognize that. He put some A-C-A-K-A-K-A. Wait, Asabi. He dropped some of that up in. Some of that up, y'all. Some of this stuff up in my drink, y'all. I don't know what he put some green stuff in there, some spinach in there, and some powder stuff, and some ice, and mixed it all together. And y'all, I tried it, and it was good. That it all worked together for my good. The Asahib Abahid and all of it, y'all. It worked for the good of Kevin Love's health, y'all. The same thing, it matters how we see the sunshine and the rain. That the sunshine and the rain, they are both good in God's economy. It works together for your good and my good. It matters how you see the sunshine and the rain. Y'all, here's another lesson that might help us. It matters how you see others who receive sunshine and rain. You notice a couple of things in the text. Listen, that the sun and the rain, y'all, they're both good. But the recipients, the receivers of the sunshine, they are different. That you have the just and the unjust. You have the evil and you have the good. But they both receive the sunshine and the rain. It's not either or, it's both. Psalm 73 says this: For I envied the proud when I saw them prosper despite their wickedness. These fat cats have everything their hearts could ever wish for. Come on, can we be honest for a minute? Have you ever thought to yourself, how in the world did they get blessed like that? How in the world do they live in the community they live in? What did they do that's so good that they're blessed like that? How did that heifer end up with a man like that? Come on, y'all. How did that cheating scoundrel end up with a good wife like that? Now, I'm just saying, I just think about stuff sometimes. And we're saying it for a reason, because oftentimes we feel like people, they don't deserve that. They ain't trying to serve God. They ain't living right. Well, sometimes we're just envious or jealous. Now, if the shoe fits, you need to go and wear it. Listen, confess your faults. Listen, God can deliver you and free your mind, and the rest will follow. That's what In Vogue said. Come on. Just release it and let it go. It might be true. That's where the struggle and the tension comes in sometimes. How can they be so blessed and they don't serve God? Sometimes I struggle in my mind and my heart with that. But here's the thing. What makes me think? What makes you think that you're so worthy of God's blessings? Just because you know how to pray a little bit? Just because you act right every once in a while? Just because you read your Bible and you show up for church and you look and you're dressed and you're fine and you look well, and so you need to be, I deserve God's blessings. But do we really? The truth is, all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. None of us really deserve it. It's only by the grace and the goodness and the love of God that we don't deserve those blessings that He gives us. The fact is, God is good. James chapter 1, verse 17. Whatever good and perfect comes from, perfect comes down from the Father. That listen, all the blessings that you receive and that I receive, they come from God. And they are a gift from God. And the last time I checked, a gift is something that somebody gives you for free. You don't deserve it. Just because they love you, especially your family members or friends, they give you a gift. Beloved, every good thing that you have, every blessing that you have, that it comes from God. But the troubling thing is, not only do I get good things, not only do I have to walk in the rain and the sunshine, but so do evil people. So do people that don't treat us right. So do people that backstab us and talk about us. That this is what's called, y'all, it's God's love, but it's called common grace. That God's love, in a sense, is really impartial. It's not either or, it's both. But rest assured, there's judgment that's going to come in the future. But until then, God pours out His love on the evil and the good, the just and the unjust. To those that hate Him. To the wicked people that mock Him. To those that deny His existence. They still enjoy good weather and good food. They're loved by family, loved by friends, and they get many other great things. And so here's where the rubber meets the road. Since God is so gracious to people and to everybody, we should be too. That it's not either or. That I love people that love me. People that don't like me, I give them a hand. God said, no, it can't be. That's the crux of the text. That He's teaching about loving our enemies. Do you love people that don't love you? Do you love people that might hate you, talk about you, put you down? Since God is so gracious, we should be too. That's why we ought to pray hard, y'all. Years ago, many years ago, I was counseling at a homeless shelter as a part of my counseling practicum. And y'all, when I started this out, honestly, I thought, I'm gonna run up in here and I'm gonna run into folk that are just lazy. And they don't want no job. They don't want to work. They just want a handout. But can I be honest with you? The majority of people that I sat down and I talked with, either they were dealing with some type of mental disability that was beyond their control, that they tried medications and other things, but they weren't working. They just kind of dropped out on life. And a whole lot of people didn't understand them. Can I tell you this too, that there was one woman that I sat down and I counseled with, and it kind of blew my mind. Then I began to talk to her, and y'all, just the look in the appearance, she looked like success. I asked her about her life. She said that she used to work for the insurance company, USAA, that she was a manager, an executive there. But as fate would have it, she got sick, and she couldn't keep her job. After she got sick, her husband left her high and dry, just walked out on her. She could not afford the house that they were living in, so she had to get out. She had two children. But the two children were busy living their own lives, and she didn't want to bother them. So here she was, y'all, in a homeless shelter. So I had to think to myself, as I looked at this woman, what makes me think that I could not be in her shoes? What makes you think, because you live where you live now and you drive what you drive, that it has to be that way? That you could be one of those people that's out there. If not for the grace and the love of God, you could be one of those people. I love this song. It's 10:12. We got to get out of here. Walter Hawkins used to have this song out a long time. It says, "Thank you." Part of the song used to go like this. Folks without homes living out on the streets. And the drug habit, some say they just can't beat. Muggers and robbers, no place seems to be safe. But you've been my protection every step of the way. And I want to say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. You ever been there before? God, I thank you for all that you've done. I could be the one out there on the street with no food to eat. I could be that one. But God, because of your common grace and your love for me, oh God, you poured out your love on me, and for that I am grateful. But it still matters how do you see others who receive both the sunshine and the rain. You have to see people as people being loved by God, just as you are loved by God. Saved or unsaved, they are loved by God. They may not be living, but they are loved by God. And perhaps it's the love of God in you that will draw them closer to God. So it matters how you see the sunshine and the rain, and it matters how you see others in the sunshine and rain. This is this final thing, and I'll be done. It matters how you see the God of the sunshine and the rain. See, we might see the sunshine as good. We might see the rain as bad. Maybe we see that as good too. But in proper context, both the rain and the sunshine, they are both good. They both come from God. Yet there's something in the text that I hope we don't miss, something that we have to see, something that's good, but it's good to all those who know God, all those who are God's true children. Notice with me in verse 45, in that way, you will be acting like the true children of your Father. If you just skip on down, we didn't read this verse 48, but you are to be perfect like your Father in heaven. So here's where the rubber meets the road. Here's where the difference comes in. The just belong to God, because we have been justified by God through the blood of Jesus Christ. That the unjust, they don't belong to God. That the good belong to God, because God is good and God saved us with his saving power and with his saving grace. But the evil, they don't know God. And so they're without God. God has a universal love And he's indiscriminate in his blessings to people. It's called common grace. But don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. There's a distinguishing thing between those in the world and those who have the everlasting love of God that will spend eternity with him forever. See, the world puts too much, they put too much weight on the blessings. But that's because they don't know the blessor. That the world puts too much weight on substance because they don't know the source of their blessings. But the good news for the child of God, that God blesses you in ways, God has to instill for you in ways that people in the world don't have, because you know the source, you know the blessor, you know that he's the one that's blessing you and keeping you. Anybody in the house today, no, it's God that's blessing you. It's God that's keeping you. And so regardless of the blessing, I know the blessor, and I bless his name today. Regardless of the substance that I have, big house, little house, car with a big name, little name, I know the source and not just the substance. But I know I'm his and he's mine. It doesn't matter the blessing. It matters the source of the blessing. That the world says that I did it for myself. No, I say God did it for me. That everything good I have, God did it for me. That the world may say it's good luck. No, I say it's God's divine providence that God has his hands on me and you. Yeah. That the world say, oh, it's just coincidental. No, it's God's divine providence. God is good, that we are the children of God, that we call him Father. We call him Savior. We call him Healer. We call him Deliverer. We call him Hope. We know who God is. That makes the difference. And when you know who God is and he knows your name, you'll spend eternity with him forever and forever and forever. That's why, y'all, no matter what I'm going through or I'm dealing with, if I'm in the sunshine good, if I'm in the rain good, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Anybody in the rain right now, can you bless God right now? Can you bless God right now? Anybody struggling with something, can you bless God right now? Everything's not hunky-dory. Can you bless God right now? Can you praise him? Can you give him in spite of praise? God, I'm going through, I'm dealing with some stuff, but in spite of, I bless your name. In spite of, I lift up my hand. In spite of, I worship. In spite of, I praise, oh God. It's not either or, God. If I'm doing good, I'm going to bless your name. Bad, I won't bless your name. Good and bad, I'm going to bless your name. Rain and sunshine, I'm going to bless your mountains and valleys, I'm going to bless your name. Because I know, God. I know you and you know me. And God, it becomes all good. So it's not either or. I'm doing well, oh God. Thank you. If I'm not, God ain't got a praise on my lips. But yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm still going to bless his name. I look at the bank account, the money's kind of dry, I'm still going to bless his name. Somebody's walking out, I'm still going to bless his name. They give you pain, I'm still going to bless his name. Pain in my body, I'm still going to bless his name. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. It's not either or, y'all. It's both. Pray with me now. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for this teaching on the real subject of love. That your love for us, it's impartial. That you love us as your children, but God, you also love those that are in the world. And you called us, Lord God, who love you to go into the world. And to let them know about the one who gave them that house that they live in, that car that they drive, that good job that they have. We come to let them know it was God that did it. That you didn't do it by yourself. That God's hand of grace and love is upon you. And God is drawing you by his love and his grace to come to know him through his son, Jesus Christ. And God, as we struggle with the tension of living in a world, Lord God, where as believers, we're trying to faithfully serve you. But we look out in our rainy days and we look out and we see sunshine on the other side of the highway where people are living well. Things are going good for them, but they don't even serve you. Help us to remember that your love for them and for us is not either or. It's both. But at the end of the day, we don't get it twisted. That your everlasting love for those who call upon your name, those who name the name of Jesus, that we have an everlasting hope that we'll spend eternity with you. And so that's the difference. And we're grateful for that difference. And we can praise you for that difference. No matter what side of the highway we're on, no matter whether we're in the mountain or the valley, good or bad, we can still bless your name. Because you are good. Father, pray right now for the hearts of all that are here. Holy Spirit, asking even now in this moment that you would speak to hearts of people that are yet to be in a relationship with Jesus. Your word says that all have sinned and fallen short of your glory. Your word says that we confess with our mouths the Lord Jesus, believe in our hearts that you raised Jesus from the dead, we will be saved. This moment, oh God, speak to hearts. For the person that doesn't know you, speak. For the person that may know you, but they're not connected to a local assembly, speak, Lord God. A local assembly, speak. So that when we go through the good days and the bad days of life, that one day we don't bless your name and the next day we will not curse you, because you're still good, no matter what we're going through. So we'll have not an either or praise, but it'll be both, sunshine and rain, good and bad. God, speak to those who are online even now, that if they're not in relationship with you, that they would have a relationship with you through Jesus Christ. God, we decrease, you increase. Speak even now, we pray in Jesus' name. Have your way in this moment. Do what only you can do by your Spirit, Father. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 So perhaps there's someone here today that you are not in a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. We want to take this opportunity to invite you. And maybe you don't know what are the ins and outs of all of this. Listen, we have new member advisors that will speak with you. They'll talk with you. They'll answer any questions you might have. And we have the ushers that are standing in the aisles right now. Their hands are extended. They will lead you to room number one, where a new member ministry advisor is. And they'll talk with you and guide you. They'll pray with you. Perhaps you're here today and you are in a saving relationship with Jesus Christ, but you're not connected to a local assembly anywhere. We believe that Living Faith Community Church is a church where we're connecting real life to a real faith. That we're not a perfect people, but we serve a perfect God. And we want to introduce you to Jesus. If you already know him, here's a place where you can serve, understand your purpose and the plan that God has for your life. So either category, believing for the first time, already a believer, listen, why don't you come? Hands are extended right now. They'll lead you to the room. Why don't you come? Why don't you come? Don't wait until tomorrow. That might be too late. Come today. Come right now. Won't you come? Would there be one? If you decide after the worship experience, listen, you say, I don't want to get up in front of all these people and walk out of here. Listen, if you decide after this worship experience, there will still be a new member ministry advisor available for you in room number one. For those that are tuned in right now to our online ministry, how can you do that? You're not in the house today. There is a new member ministry form that you can fill that out. The link is on the online ministry area right now. You can see it there. You can see it there. It should be there. Amen. They're nodding their head. Click on that link. Fill out that new member form. And I promise you, on this coming week, one of our new member ministry advisors will get with you. And we will welcome you, amen, with open arms.
You've just heard Pastor Kevin Love of Living Faith Community Church, located at 1111 Tally Road in San Antonio, Texas. You're welcome to join us for Sunday worship service at 9 a.m. and Wednesday night Bible study via Zoom at 7 p.m. Living Faith Community Church, where we're connecting real life to a real faith.